Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Things have to evolve, right? Continually, you're trying to get better. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. I used to hear coaches tell me in sports growing up, things of that nature. And Brent Venables and Oklahoma are continuing during his tenure to just try to get better and better and better. And now they have the task of heading to the SEC in 2024, and they did so with a little bit of staff shakeup, right? They've got new co-offensive coordinators over there. Seth Luttrell will be calling the plays, but they also have new co-defensive coordinators, and specifically, there is one young man that has joined that staff, one young, hungry coach that is getting a lot of flowers, so to speak, from the players and from Brent Venables himself, and that would be Zach Alley, the co-defensive coordinator that came over from Jacksonville State after bringing Rich Rodriguez's squad at Jacksonville State to being a top 30 defense in the entire FBS. And that was after they made the jump from FCS to FBS. So quite an impressive feat in terms of, guys, realize a Rich Rod team is not known for defense most of the time. It's kind of like a Lincoln Riley team, right? Not known for defense. Well, Zach Alley made Jacksonville State known as a defensive team over there in terms of the points per game. We're way down, like I said, 33rd in the country overall. And just really that team, when you watch them, they rallied to the football, they flew around, and they played good fundamental defense. So now Zach Alley comes to Oklahoma, and we're going to tell you why he is a perfect fit and also is getting a lot of praise from players in that Oklahoma defense. And guys, I think it goes a long way towards what Brent Venables can be with Oklahoma and what this program can be under Brent Venables based on some of these moves and some of these fits that we're seeing right now. But before we get to that, guys, we want to tell you about Roback and how that can be a really good fit for you. If you haven't heard about Roback, you don't know what you're missing in terms of performance polos, all kinds of apparel that is very, very comfortable, but specifically those moisture wicking four-way stretch polos. And the Azalea collection is out, guys, with the Masters right around the corner. You need to go over to Roback, that's ROBACK.com today, and use the promo code SECU to get 20% off your first order over there, guys. That Azalea collection won't be around forever. Like I said, it's a nice springtime collection, but those polos are so comfortable. So many different styles, so many different things that you can take advantage of over there. But getting 20% off is a big deal, and we are excited to partner with Roback. So head over to Roback.com today and use SECU to get your 20% off. And with that, guys, welcome in here to SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet, as we are going to dive into this fit of Zach Alley as defensive coordinator, linebackers coach for Oklahoma, and why he is the perfect fit for not only the Sooners and their players, but also for Brent Venables. Recently, guys, an article came out on Sooner Scoop over at On3. Those guys do a great job. And Deshaun McCullough, junior linebacker for Oklahoma, was heaping praise on Zach Alley. And many of the players are over here calling him Mini BV, and that he's a second Brent Venables out there on the field and all of those things, which is a high compliment in terms of your intensity and things like that. That's what Grayson Halton was saying, a defensive tackle for Oklahoma, saying, hey, they both have passion for the game, knows what he's talking about. So that is a big compliment towards Zach Alley. But I think the biggest thing is, when you see, there was two things that stood out when Deshaun McCullough was talking about Zach Alley. One, he talked about how Zach Alley is simplifying the defense, simplifying the reads, allowing them to play faster in this system now that spawns off of what Brent Venables' system is. Because where did Zach Alley get his start in coaching? Well, he was a graduate assistant at Clemson for a few years under Brent Venables. Okay. So he has that as his foundation. You're not going to see a difference in philosophy from defense in terms of what Brent Venables believes in at his core, thinks is the best thing there. Now, I'm sure things have evolved and there's some tweaks here and there that Zach Allen would like to do differently a little bit than Brent Venables, but the base and also the philosophy of how they play defense and go about defense is going to be the same. So that makes it, one, a great fit there. And if he's able to bring that base knowledge that he had when he was at Clemson, and then also some other stops along the way where he's been, take his time of calling his own defense for the past 2 years at Jacksonville State and bring that over with him as well, draw upon all that experience, and now to be able to come to Oklahoma and be a guy that Brent Venables trusts. Okay, and how do we know he trusts him? Well, the players are also saying, hey, the biggest difference is Allie's just taking more charge, McCullough said in this interview.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
He's actually running a lot of stuff now. I'd say last year that Coach V was a big portion of our indie individual periods and things of that nature. Now it's Coach Allie. He's leading all of our indie. Okay, so if Zach Allie has reached a point to where Brent Venables trusts him to lead the individual drills, lead the inside run, to be able to call the defense, all of these things, that takes stuff off of Brent Venables' plate. And in today's world of college football, you see the most successful coaches find a coordinator that they can trust and that they really, really kind of divest that away from them, and they're able to just delegate and they're able to go and operate inside the business side of things, in the recruiting side of things, now with NIL and fundraising, all of this kind of stuff. You are pulled in 1,000 different directions as a head coach, and the most successful head coaches over the last 20 years have been able to find coordinators that they can fully put their trust in and that they can then go about the business of developing and building the program. Let's start with Nick Saban. Nick Saban was able to find one Kirby Smart, who was with him for a long time. And Nick Saban, a defensive genius in his own right, he was able to rely heavily upon Kirby Smart for what he was able to do there at Alabama. And they were a defensive run team for a long time before Lane Kiffin came aboard and changed things on the offensive side and revolutionized Alabama that way. Speaking of Nick Saban, who was his main adversary and really challenged him first in that era of college football, it was Dabo Swinney, where Brent Venables came from at Clemson. And who did Dabo Swinney have? He was able to be more of a CEO because he had Brent Venables that he could trust to handle things on the defensive side. He had Tony Elliott that he could trust on the offensive side. And then the era turned to who was the biggest threat to Nick Saban in college football. It was Kirby Smart, who came from Alabama with Nick Saban, and he had Glenn Schumann and Dan Lanning that he could trust and turn things over to. And with Dan Lanning and now with Glenn Schumann, he was able to say, hey, you guys are going to take care of the defense. I'm going to focus on these other areas of the program. He had a Todd Monken and now a Mike Bobo that he totally trusts to work things on offense. So I think now that Brent Venables has those guys in place, and I think Seth Luttrell will be that guy on offense, and I think Zach Alley is turning into that guy on defense, that is absolutely huge for Oklahoma going forward, particularly guys in a time where it's just going to get more and more demanding. You're seeing reports out there, and our friend Cole Thompson is going to have a video on it here on the channel later today. You're seeing reports out there of an 80-team Super League that is going to just all of college football is going to be changing. It's going to be just more and more demanding in terms of the time of these head coaches and the nature in which they're going to have to operate these programs. So gone are the days. Even Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri, we saw, you know, he gave up the play calling duties. He brought in Kirby Moore as he's an offensive guy. And, you know, he had a lot of success there at Missouri. I think this is going to be huge for Brent Venables. The fact that Zach Alley coming in first year with the program because of his experience with Brent Venables before is already at the point where Venables trusts him enough to be able to run those individual drills, run the inside run drill, be able to call the defense, all of those things. I think that is tremendous for Oklahoma, and it's why he's the perfect fit for the Sooners and why Oklahoma could have more success this year than many think that they will. Listen, I think Oklahoma has everything that they need to be successful in terms of I like the defense a lot. I think it's going to be vastly improved, and we're talking about Zach Alley here today. I like the playmakers they have in terms of the running back and wide receiver positions on offense. I think Jackson Arnold has a tremendously high ceiling. However, I am very concerned about the offensive line depth and the offensive line quality of play. I need to see that play out before we can say, hey, Oklahoma is going to really jump in and have success. If they can develop the offensive line, and Jackson Arnold has an opportunity to develop as the guy behind an offensive line that will protect him, then Oklahoma could have a splash first year in the SEC, particularly if you have this kind of synergy on the defensive side of the ball with Zach Alley now taking charge of things on defense for Brent Venables.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.